Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on how to receive God's best was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Sickness, you are dead. I curse you, cancer. I command you to die. Proverbs 18:21, death and life. I use death against sickness and disease. And I use my tongue to speak that you're healed. Body, you are recovering. You know, sometimes I talked to one woman tonight who had arthritis. And she says, I've already understood. I believe. I don't really need you to pray. I'm believing that I've received. But you could tell that her hands were still gnarled. But she had faith. She was believing. And I told her, I said, you know what I believe happened? You got rid of arthritis. You got rid of the demon. You don't have arthritis. But now you got all of the effects that arthritis has done to you. And you, most people don't understand this. You not only need to drive out the sickness, but you need your body to recover from the damage that sickness did to you. It's like when Jesus rebuked the wind and then commanded the sea to be still. He rebuked the source of all of the agitation in the high waves, but then he didn't wait on things to just calm down naturally. He took his words and said, peace, be still, and boom, instantly the sea was still. You got to do both. You not only got to curse cancer and command it to die, but now cancer is eating up part of your body. Start using your tongue and bless your body and say, appetite, you are coming back. Man, I'm not toxic anymore. I am feeling well. You speak life over yourself. You go to blessing yourself. And when somebody says, how are you? Don't say, oh man, I thought doctor told me I've got a 1 in 100%, you know, chance of living. Don't curse yourself with your tongue. Somebody, well, I'm just trying to be honest. Forgive me for being blunt, but that's just stupid. You got death and life in the power of your tongue. Why would you speak forth the negative? I'm not saying that you deny that it exists, but you just always speak forth the life. Don't emphasize the negative. You know, Jesus, when he went to raise Lazarus from the dead, the 11th chapter of the book of John, they told him that Lazarus was sick, and he waited 2 days, and then he told his disciples, he says, let's go back into Judea so that our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I'm going to go awaken him out of sleep. You know, this is just andiology. I believe Jesus completely understood the power of words. He's the one that spoke everything into existence. He knew that the word death, dead, would cause fear, finality, unbelief. So he didn't use the word dead, because the way we use dead, it's like it's the end. But all dead is just you leave this realm and you go into another realm. It's not final. And anyway, Jesus didn't want to say dead because it would cause fear and doubt and unbelief. So he used the word sleep. But his disciples said, well, he's been sick. If he's sleeping, he'll do well. They didn't understand what he was talking about. So finally, Jesus said, our friend Lazarus is dead. He didn't deny what was actual, but he went on and countered it. He says, but I go that I am going to raise him up. I'm the resurrection and the life. He didn't just say a negative, but he spoke the negative and immediately countered it with what he was going to do. So if you... I think it's better not to even speak forth all of your hurts and fears and pains. Don't even speak death at all. But if somebody misunderstands, here you are looking green, and they say, boy, you look bad. Instead of saying, no, I don't look bad. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. An unbeliever might not understand that. So you could say something like, well, I know what I look like, but by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed, and turn it around. So it's not totally wrong to speak what you feel. It just depends on where you put your butt. If you say, well, the Bible says I'm healed, but I really feel bad, that's not good. But if you say, you know, I may not feel good and I got a bad report from the doctor, but in the name of Jesus, I am healed. Resurrection life is in this body and my body is recovering. If you do it that way, that's okay. So I'm not telling you to stick your head in the sand and act like you don't have problems. That's not what I'm talking about. But I am saying that we ought to use our words to speak life. And the words, your words are powerful, but if you can find the promises of God, the spoken favor of God over you, and go to speaking them out of your mouth and get to a place to where you believe that the words you speak come to pass, then I guarantee you it is limitless what God can do in your life. But our unbelief, our idle words that we speak, the negative things that we speak, when you don't even want it, and yet you say these rotten things, you're going to have to start bridling your tongue. James chapter 3 talks about a perfect man. It says, a person who can bridle their tongue is a perfect man. Your tongue is like a fire. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, and it sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Your words are important. Every word you listen to is important. If you would start living by this and then say what you mean and follow it up, then you could take that faith and put it in what God's word would say. Start speaking the word of God over yourself. Nobody's words influence you as much as your words. That's the reason that even if you don't feel healed, you ought to go to saying, in the name of Jesus, I am healed. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when you say it out your mouth, it'll come back around into your ears and go back down, and it'll start growing and multiplying. And you need to speak the word of God over yourself. You need to bless yourself. You need to bless your business. And brothers and sisters, I just know that there's a lot of people that during this quote-unquote recession, I don't even believe there is a recession. Anyway, I haven't got time to debate that. But there are people, Christians, speaking, oh, it's hard. Everybody's suffering. You're speaking death. You're cursing your own business. You know, in Colorado Springs, I forget how many, there's like 200 parachurch ministries or something. And when the quote-unquote recession hit, man, there was dozens that we had access to find out what they're doing. And most of them, when their income was still up, there was zero evidence of anything, they planned on a 20% reduction in the next year. They were anticipating. The Bible says, make no provision for the flesh. They made provision for the flesh. They expected a recession, and they got it. There's not a single one that I'm aware of that did that didn't have their income to go down. And ours went up in 2009, what was it, 23, 25%. We just chose not to participate in a recession. Amen. I'm just not participating. I still speak the blessing of God over us. And brothers and sisters, there's power in your tongue. And some of you think, I just don't believe this. That's the reason it doesn't work for you. When my wife and I were really going through some of these hard times, we'd go over to my mother's house and she would keep us alive. She'd feed us when I'd go over there and mow her lawn. And that kept us going. And I remember we had 23 pecan trees in our yard where I grew up. And when my dad died, she quit taking care of them. There were bag worms. She hadn't fertilized them. And we used to get 400 or 500 pounds of pecans. We got 50 the year before because my mother just let these trees go. And so I was mowing her yard, and I was so thankful that she's keeping us alive. She didn't know it. She didn't know how bad we were. But I said, God, I'd like to do something. And I just took my words, and I started blessing her. And I went around, and every time I mowed around one of those trees, I'd lay hands on it and bless it and speak to it. I didn't fertilize them. I didn't go and do all of the things to trim them and everything it needed. And did you know that that fall we had over 600 pounds of pecans out of those trees because I walked around them and spoke to them? And some of you are thinking, well, you arrogant thing to think that your words do that. Well, of course I believe it's my words. Amen. It's what the word said. So you think you can speak and say things? Certainly I do. Don't you? I'm not the weird one. If you don't believe this, you're weird. You may be normal by you know, society's standard, but according to the Word of God, you're the one that doesn't believe that the words you say come to pass. But if you will believe it, the things you speak will come to pass. And the things that God has spoken are infallible. All you've got to do is start speaking the blessing of God over you. It's voice activated. These blessings are all there, but you got to speak it. And you got to speak it in faith, believing that the words that you say come to pass. And you start blessing yourself and blessing your business and blessing your kids and blessing things instead of cursing them. Bless and curse not. And you'll see the supernatural power of God come. People come up to me all the time and say, "How are you?" And I say, "I'm blessed." Ephesians 1:3, "I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." And there's people that know things have happened in my life. And they say, "Oh, I want to know how you really are." And I say, "I really am blessed. Amen." No, I want to know how you feel. I don't care how I feel. I say over myself what God's Word says over me. And if I keep saying it, my feelings change and my experience changes. I know some of you think this is a little weird, but that's the reason that you aren't seeing it come to pass, because you don't believe it. I challenge you to believe it, to understand that the blessing is God's favor spoken over you, and the Bible is full of hundreds and thousands of blessings that have been spoken over you, and you got to go to it, mix it with faith, and then voice activate it by you speaking those things over yourself. And if you can say it, it will come to pass. Amen? Isn't that awesome? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I want to give an invitation.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to receive God's best. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1072 for CD or R3215D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-164 titled "The Blessing of God" when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to remind you that today is the last day that we're going to make this product available to you. And I really believe it's important for you to get this. Now, we are going to continue to offer the whole album and the teaching, but the individual teachings we offer one at a time. And we do this for people who could not or would not send in an offering to get the entire teaching. We offer each individual CD in the set available one at a time. My partners have enabled me to do that. And today will be our last day to offer this individual teaching. So please listen to our announcer as he gives the information about how you can get these materials, and then call or write today.